The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." Today we're going to discuss, will you initiate a revival with me and seek a power anointing? Overview of today's program. This broadcast presents a detailed discussion of the question, will you initiate a revival with me? And then continues to outline what is required to achieve a power anointing. It is stated that the end objective is a massive global revival that radically transforms things. A catalogue of suggested readings on my website is presented. I then present a challenge for you to seek a power anointing and ministry. A checklist of things to do is presented, and the need for a disciplined daily regime is stressed. The importance of worship is noted, as is the need to clean up one's doctrine to make the anointing enduring. The importance of fasting is stressed. Finally, we will examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 28 and a half years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room. And I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy of the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's End Time Issue Ministries, one word, for more information. In particular, please see the compendium of important articles at the top of the menu that lists articles in a logical sequence relative to a typical journey with YAH. See also relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, that's www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Look at the show in the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. In quotes. So today we're going to talk about, will you initiate a revival with me? Father says that in 100 years from now, if current trends continue, there will be close to zero true believers left. Within 200 years, the reign of the satanic and demonic on earth will have reached fever pitch. And the degradation that is currently becoming more and more pronounced will be going full steam ahead to totally block any possibility of Yahushua returning. In fact, as we stand today, there are only a few people who could today, with minor housekeeping, call for Yahushua to return with any prospect of success. So my question to you today is, what will you do about it? The brutal truth is that the only thing that can prevent the above scenario playing out is a powerful and dramatic revival, initially in one location with one person, but then spreading around the earth and enduring for the remainder of the millennium, so that Yahushua can return in victory with his enemies as his footstool. A massive global revival will transform society on earth today and reverse the currently accelerating degradation. My suggestion for your consideration is, if you are aware of the degradation and you're concerned about it, then consider the possibility that Father YAH wants you to do something about it. How would you go about doing this? Make a quality decision that you're going to seek to initiate a major revival. Watch the videos on revival at important videos to watch on the website, and identify one or more powerful ministers who inspire you. You could also look at the Bible with the same objective. Folks, the picture that I want to paint in this broadcast is the way things are going at the moment. The satanic and demonic forces totally control what's happening on earth, what's happening to the Christians, what's happening to the Muslims, what's happening to the Jews, what's happening to the Hindus, and so on and so on and so forth. We're departing, or society as a whole is departing more and more from Father's standards, Father's commandments, from relationship with Father. And that is the objective of the satanic and demonic realm. They want to get to a place where there is not a single human being who believes that Father exists, let alone is in right standing with him. Because that is the only way that they will endure past the end of this millennium. So they are literally hell-bent on destroying civilization as we know it. And they will do whatever they consider necessary, whatever seems necessary to achieve that goal. And frankly, if you look around you today, they're being remarkably successful. The only way to change that is to bring about a massive outpouring of the Spirit of YAH, the Father, the Almighty Creator, that will radically transform people, radically transform society, and turn the situation around. And that has to come through individuals. It has to come through you and me. And my message to you today is to challenge you to seek to be one of those people. Returning to my checklist. Once you've identified one or more highly anointed servants that inspire you, pray, Father, I desire to initiate a major revival. I'm inspired by the example of name the person or persons. I desire to know you as they knew you and go beyond this. Help me to pray what I need to pray and do what I need to do to become a powerful anointed servant. Then read the article, Critical Actions on First Belief, on the website. It's right at the bottom of the menu. Put anything here that you have not yet done into practice. There are various rituals of cleansing, etc., and procedures, which I strongly recommend. Once you've done that, read the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close, also on the main menu. Put as much of this into practice as practical, and preferably put the whole thing into practice. It's going to take you a couple of years. And then concurrently with all of this, spend time worshiping at least an hour a day, out loud, or as much time as you can manage. Listen to worship songs. See the collection of recommended songs on the website. There's Seven Components of Drawing Close, has it. There's also page some powerful worship songs. Play them in your house constantly. Listen to them with earbuds on your phone when traveling or at work or anywhere else where it is necessary to be discreet. Worship constantly. Folks, you want to be feeding your spirit. And this is not just any old songs. These are carefully selected songs. If you go to those two web pages I've just mentioned, you'll find a collection of carefully selected songs. And even they're not perfect. Some of them have got words in that need to be changed. Then spend time on your knees speaking to Father Yah. At least an hour a day or as much time as you can manage. Talk to him constantly throughout the day. Folks, he wants to talk to you. Read the article, Yah 7,000 times in the Bible, why not used? And get a solid fix on the reality of Father's name being Yah, or in elaborated form, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing. Read the article, Yah did not cease speaking 2,000 years ago. And get a solid fix on the reality that Father Yah desires to speak to you and that you can hear him. Start seeking to hear him. Read the article, Satan to the Pit, in 2003, and get a solid fix that Yeshua is not going to return till the end of the current millennium, approximately May 3003. That's roughly 981 years from now. And he will only return if we have made his enemies his footstool and preached the truth to all the world. That is not Christianity or Judaism or Islam or any other man-made religion. It is deep personal relationship with the creator of the heavens and the earth, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. Folks, this is so important. The best place to hear Father is on your knees, and he does want to talk to you. You have to quieten your spirit. You have to learn to discern his voice. It takes time, it takes practice, but it's absolutely there, possible, it's doable for you. He wants it. He wants to talk to you. Don't believe any of this other stuff that he stopped talking. Then read the article, Important Facts, and adopt those core truths. Then why are we here, and take that on board. Then how to become an anointed one. This is vitally important. You need this in order to initiate a revival. Then a challenge for you to seek a power anointing and put this into practice. I'm going to talk more about that in a few minutes. Then read the demographics of the kingdom and get a fix of the opportunities available to you. Decide to seek to at least become an overcomer and preferably a friend of the Creator or a general, and to help many others to become friends and overcomers. Read the Mountain of Relationship and take account of this in your conduct, and also different views of the mountain, and get a fix on the reality that different faiths all have a place in heaven for those who truly have a deep personal relationship with Father Yah. Folks, I'm giving you a rather long list of articles on the website to read, but if you're really going to make a difference, you need to immerse yourself in these facts, in these truths, and take them on board and start doing what you need to do in order to form the close relationship that we're looking for in order to radically transform things on the earth. I can't stress this enough. Father wants to talk to you. Father wants to equip you and empower you. You can have a deeper relationship with him than I have. You can have as deep a relationship as Yeshua had. You can be a powerful force for good on the earth, with Father, filled with Father's Spirit, in close relationship with Father. Then read Why Revivals Die Out and resolve not to make those mistakes. Then what is required to live above sin and put this into practice? This is absolutely vital. It's a core element of your message. It is absolutely possible to live above sin, free of sin. That's what's required to operate powerfully on a continuous basis. Then read Confident of Destination When You Die, also a core element of your message. And then look at the miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' death, and get a fix on the authority of Yeshua and how you can walk in it. And then the essence of the rules of engagement in the contest, and adjust your conduct accordingly. Folks, all of these are stepping stones in coming to a place where you have the knowledge and the equipping to walk this earth powerfully, to touch many, many lives, to transform things. If you will take this on board, if you will start a revival wherever you are, that will spread out around the earth. It will help others to get to where you get to. It will help them to start revivals where they are. And slowly it will sweep the earth and it will radically, radically change things. So as I said just now, if you are troubled by the way the things on earth are degenerating, don't just be troubled about it. Don't get judgmental about it. Don't get upset about it. Do something about it. Do what's necessary to become a mighty anointed one, bringing others to close relationship with Father, healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching powerful messages. Then read whichever of the essence of my message to Christians or Jews or Muslims or other religions or do not believe that applies to you, and take these teachings on board. See the top of the main menu at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Read Our World Today History and adjust your understanding accordingly to what really has happened over the last 6,000 years. Read Essential Inhibitors of Belief and put those errors behind you. Read and apply The Essence of Coming to Belief. It's an important part of your message. Read and take note of Critical Questions for Belief. Read The Creator Desires Friends and resolve to become a friend. Read Good is Insufficient. Relationship is what counts, and apply this. Again, folks, I recognize that I am listing off a lot of reading material. This will be on the podcast if you want to get the recording after the broadcast. It'll be up there within a couple of days. Or you can email me, james@endtimeissueministries.org, and I'll send you a copy of this article. And the article itself is on the website. You can see that as well. So, so important. The previous revivals have all failed because of ignorance and error, which has allowed the satanic to take them apart. You need to get free of that error and sin, and you will then walk in power and authority on an ongoing basis. And that is so, so important. Then watch the videos on the child pages of Proof of Global Flood and realize that the present planet topography has been massively scrambled. Read also Evolutionary Creation is Reality to understand how to answer people who argue for evolution without Yah. Spend at least an hour a day or as much time as you can manage reading anointed writings starting with those listed above. There is much more on the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. Also see other books, etc., listed at important information page on the website. There are thousands of books and videos inspired at different levels on the earth. Ask Father to lead you to what he wants you to read, view, and listen to. Do whatever else you find to do. Note that you can do this while holding down a full-time job until such time as you are able to go full-time into ministry. Folks, there is so much wrong teaching, so much wrong thinking. And you need to get enough of that behind you that you are not sidetracked by it, you're not tripped up by it. Because the forces of darkness will use whatever error you have to trip you up, get you into arguments that you can't win, cause people to reject what you have to say. So I really encourage you to go through all the articles that I've just cited, read them, study them, but most of all, get on your knees, pray, worship. It is so, so important that you worship daily. It is so important that you get on your knees and pray daily. It's so important that you come to a place where you can hear Father's still, quiet voice. He doesn't shout, but he does want to talk to you. And I urge you to seek that. It's vital to understand that Yah will chart a unique course for you. Do not attempt to emulate any other man or woman. By all means, be inspired by another at the start of your journey and in what you pray initially. But then turn to Father Yah to help you craft your unique style and journey. Note that if you go all out on all the above, you will progress rapidly. If you do the above with less commitment or less of it, and with less energy, it will take longer. And if you really cut corners, you may never get there. I'm here to help you. I've been down this road, but as a consequence of various mistakes and attacks, I've lost the anointing that would enable me to take the lead with this. Once an anointing has been lost, it can never be restored. So I must be content to write and encourage you to go all out to serve Father. I can counsel you, coach you, and mentor you, guide you. Call on me. If you decide to go for it to initiate a global revival, please email me and I will help you on your journey. It would be a great blessing to hear from you. James@endtimeissueministries.org. I can't stress enough, folks. Each one of us should have a unique relationship with Father. The minute this becomes a matter of copying James or copying whoever, the minute this becomes a religion, is the minute the wheels start coming off. This is about you having a deep personal relationship with Father, with your unique message, with your unique anointing, with your unique methods of working. By all means, learn from me. Copy what's relevant, and then move on and go beyond where I've been. So I want to move on now and challenge you to seek a power anointing and ministry. On Friday the 12th of March 1993, backslidden in adultery and planning suicide in a locked hotel room, the Almighty Creator spoke to me audibly as clearly as you can hear me now and said, "Phone Ian Peters. He has something you need." I phoned Ian. He invited me round to dinner and shared with me his living relationship with the Creator. He took me to his church and I commenced a journey that I've now been on for nearly 29 years. I climbed into this new relationship, spending hours daily praying, reading the Bible, reading anointed books, listening to teaching tapes and singing along with worship tapes, going to church twice on Sundays, etc. Periodically, Father would use me to minister to people, and I became more confident, little by little. Just over 9 months later, at about 3 a.m. on the 2nd of January 1994, having read the book Good Morning Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn and being deeply impacted, I lay on my stomach in my bed praying, "Father, I desire to know you, the way Benny Hinn does. After praying this for some time, my bedroom was filled with a mighty rushing wind of Pentecost, and Father laid his hand upon me, pressing me into the bed. I woke the next morning with a powerful anointing, under which I ministered until mid-1996, when I lost it in a bitter and acrimonious divorce battle. Sadly, Father has said that any anointing can only be given once, so I'll never again minister in that level of power, but I desire it for you. However, that experience teaches me that it is possible for you to seek a power anointing and power ministry comparable to any example you can think of. You can purchase Good Morning Holy Spirit on Amazon or download it as a free PDF at pdfdrive.com. The book is not essential. You can watch the videos linked to on the website and be impressed by the anointing on any or all of those people. See important videos to watch. When you watch those videos on YouTube, other videos on other power servants will be offered. Watch as many as you like, taking account of the caveats in the article referred to above. The key objective is for you to get to a point where, with deep conviction, you pray something along the lines of, Father, I desire to know you the way Name or Names knew you. I desire to move in comparable power. I ask you to guide me down a journey that will bring me to that point. Then do what you find to do. The rest of this broadcast will give you some suggestions as how you get there. Folks, it's really quite pointless reading about anointed ones and not desiring such an anointing for yourself. One of the tragedies of the Bible is the way that people read the Bible from an arm's length perspective. Instead of saying, goodness, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den and the lions didn't touch him, I would like to have an anointing like that to speak truth, stick to my principles, and be able to be thrown into a lion's den and lions don't touch me. Read about Yeshua, who you may incorrectly call Jesus, and see him doing things and imagine yourself doing those things. Seek to do those things. In advocating all this, I want to stress, I got to a place of strong anointing after 9 months of intense seeking. I was new to this. Nobody told me it was possible for me. In fact, the church told me I had to go to Bible school before I could do this. I received very little help from my church. In fact, once I had the anointing, they wouldn't let me minister because I hadn't been to Bible school. I got there using God, the Lord, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, etc., because that was all I knew at that time, so despite that error. But remember, the grace has since been withdrawn for those names, so don't try going there and say, I told you that you could do that. I got there while running my business full-time, and I got there without doing half the things that I advocate below and previously. What I advocate in this broadcast is the maximum to ensure that you succeed in your quest, so you can get there too, armed with the knowledge you've gained from me and my website and whatever of my articles you've read. Folks, if you study some of the people, there's a series called God's Generals, which I've quoted quite widely in the webpage that I referred to just now. Many of those people suddenly got anointed, and there's very little record of what they did to get anointed like that. My point is, you don't necessarily have to do everything that I've talked about to get to a place where you have a power anointing. That said, my contention is that if you do everything that I'm talking about on this program, you will get to a place of a power anointing. So I encourage you just to go for it, get stuck in, do what you find to do, do what I recommend you do, and seek to get there. I want to stress that what follows is my suggestion of what I believe, based on my experience, will get you there in 1 to 2 years maximum, possibly shorter, depending on how much time and effort you put into your relationship with Father. I suggest the following as a rough indication, based on what I did before the 2nd of January 1994. Your journey will be unique as Father leads you, and based on where you are today. Do all the following concurrently and starting as quickly as you choose. Number one, make a decision. Take a strong, conscious decision and pray the prayer that I've just mentioned. Keep praying this at intervals until it is fully answered. Knock, and it shall be opened. You've got to decide you want to do this, folks. It's not going to happen by accident. You have got to say, Father, I want this. You've got to do what you need to do. You've got to worship. You've got to pray. You've got to read. You've got to do everything that's necessary for you to get as close to Father as you possibly can. And then one day you will wake up with the power anointing and the ability to touch lives and bring about change in the earth in a way that the things that are troubling you will progressively get resolved and dealt with. It is within your power, yes, you, not the person on your left or right or in front or behind you, you, the person who's listening to me right now. It is within your power to obtain a powerful anointing and become a powerful force for good on the earth. Number two, adopt a disciplined daily regime. Embark on a regime of getting up early, say 5 a.m., and praying on your knees or flat on your face on the floor for at least an hour every day. Read anointed writings, my books and other anointed books, also the Bible, but the Bible no more than three times, for an hour a day at least. Repeat before you go to bed at least another hour. Note that as soon as the anointing builds, you will have the energy and vitality to operate with less sleep, and that will make the above possible. I know of highly anointed people, and I had this at one stage, where you can go for months with only 2 or 3 hours sleep because you are so energized by the Spirit of Yah. Read the Bible from the perspective of seeing what other highly anointed ones accomplished and looking for patterns and role models. Ask Father to guide you. Yeshua is the ultimate role model. Read about him, believing you can do what he did. I suggest that you first read the King James Version of the Bible, cover to cover, then read the Amplified Bible, and then in due course the Scriptures from the Institute of Scripture Research. Be aware of the errors in these translations and correct as you read. These are all available on Amazon, and there may be free downloads on the internet if you search on Google. Folks, this is something that is going to take discipline. You're not going to get to a place of power anointing, just praying sort of 2 or 3 times a week, worshiping once or twice a week, and so forth. You've got to get really serious. When it came to me, I had been doing the things that I've been talking about. Getting up at 5, on my knees for at least an hour, worshiping for at least an hour, reading for at least an hour, morning and evening. Serious, listening to teachings, etc., in the car, and so forth. My books, over 9,000 pages, are available in PDF format to download and print at compilation of most writings. All my articles on the website are catalogued at the article list under articles. Also use the article search in the right-hand sidebar, and use the keyword cloud, article keyword cloud, on the main menu. The Google search in the right-hand sidebar will also help you to find material of interest in your journey. In reading my books, I suggest you read Volume 1, then Volume 0, then 2, 3, 4, and 5 in order, then 10, and thereafter the balances you led. Articles written since May 2019 are only on the website and are not in the PDF books. Some of these are highly recommended. The key articles are near the top of the menu on the website. There's a whole series, most of which are the essence of something or other. That is the consolidated rendering of my experience on those topics. So that is very mature, knowledge that has been derived over the last nearly 30 years and which has been consolidated and documented in over the last year or so. So I strongly recommend those articles. So start really at the top of the website main menu and work your way down would be the one way of doing it, or read the document with the consolidated recommended readings. By reading anointed writing, you learn about Father Yah, you get inspired to do things, and you get filled with His Spirit as you read. Then number three, worship. Worship for at least an hour every day. Listen to worship songs as much of the day as possible, with earbuds or headphones on your mobile phone if necessary. See recommended worship songs and powerful worship songs. Listen on public transport, in your car, in the office, wherever you possibly can without disrupting other people and causing strife. If you're driving in your car on your own, put the music on loudly and sing at the top of your voice. If you've got company, well then, if necessary, have it on your mobile phone and use earbuds so that you're not disrupting other people. When I was working in an office with others around me, I would have the earbuds in pretty much the whole time. It's important not to sing out wrong words or sing them in your heart. Substitute as per the article above. And then learning. Learn about the matters of Yah. If you have access to anointed audio teaching, you can listen to this while traveling. But be cautious about listening to teaching that is strongly Bible, Jesus, etc. focused. In addition, read anointed teaching at every opportunity. Constantly ask questions of Father and watch out for answers, and grow in your knowledge of Yah and His ways. See for suggestions for reading in section 2 above. Folks, the worship piece is just so important. I have a small sound system that sits on my desk, and I have worship songs playing just about the whole time, except if I'm on a Zoom call or a phone call. And when I go out for meals at lunchtime, breakfast, I leave it playing. If I go away for a few days, I leave it playing for Father, to minister to Him. Then point number five, clean up your doctrine. Cease using the Lord, God, Jesus, Christ, cross, Sunday, Sabbath, etc. Use Yah, the eternally self-existing, Yahweh and Yahweh, the Almighty, Mighty One, Yahshua, anointing with the Spirit of Yah, stake, Saturday, Sabbath, etc. See the website for guidance on all of these matters. Folks, if you have a www.yahoo.com email address, so if your email address is something@yahoo.com, please, you need to migrate away from that. Get an account with another provider like Gmail or whatever. Stop sending out emails on your Yahoo address. By all means, get incoming emails on your Yahoo address. Copy the reply emails addresses across to your Gmail account and reply on Gmail or whatever else you go for. It's not that important what you choose. Just do not use yahoo.com. It's a blasphemous name. Then point number six, read the seven components of drawing close. Download the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close to Yah, at Seven Components of Drawing Close, and put it all into practice. In particular, take notice of the spiritual audit, full body shaving to remove spiritual defilement. Women should not shave their heads. Do not shave your eyebrows. Full body anointing with the blood of the covenant. Full body anointing with the oil of the Spirit. Triple immersion. Deliverance from demons and cutting off curses. All of this is in that article. Strongly required, strongly recommended. Clean up your act, get free of demons. And if you're telling me you don't have demons, I'm sorry, you really probably mistaken, unless you've been through a very rigorous cleansing process. And even then, you've just got to slip up a bit and they'll sneak back up on you. Then number seven, observe the Saturday Sabbath and the other Sabbaths. Observe the Saturday Sabbath strictly. Worship for at least 2 hours. If you know someone on the same journey, fellowship with them, even if done remotely. Spend several hours reading anointed writings and start writing and teaching as you are led. Observe the other 7 high Sabbaths, Passover, Pentecost, the Feast of the Day of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the first and the great day of the Feast of Tabernacles. You need to observe those, folks. You need to take leave from work on those days. Then fasting, point number 8. Immediately embark on a 7-day water-only fast, seeking cleansing and anointing. 2 months later, undertake 7 by 3-day water-only fasts, seeking revelation and correction of error. Thereafter, fast again as led. As a minimum in the first year, you should undertake at least 1 more 3-by-7 or 7-day water-only fast. At the end of a year, if you really desire a powerful anointing and your health and anointing allows, embark on a 40-day water-only fast and be prepared to be quite weak at the end. That said, if you have done all the above rigorously for a year, your level of anointing should be such that you will handle the 40 days without difficulty. The anointing will strengthen you as it did Yeshua in the wilderness. Folks, I can't stress this enough. I had the privilege a few years ago, of what, 11, 12 years ago, of meeting a woman who was very close to Father. She'd raised 19 people from the dead. She was a powerful prophetess, powerful minister. Spoke to Father continuously, and she had been on 2 40-day water-only fasts to get to that point. And she was of the opinion that you would not get to a power anointing without at least 1 40-day fast. I've heard of cases of people who have got there without that, so I'm not going to say it's categorically required. I certainly didn't do 40 days. But if you really want to go for it, that's the way to do it. Then number 9, keep knocking until the door is fully opened. Keep praying prayers like that above and other prayers and asking Father to fill you and use you. Note that the indications are that with a number of powerful servants, they did much less than I've set out here. So it is possible for your prayers to be answered sooner than I've indicated. And then 10, minister. Whenever an opportunity presents itself to minister, and as Father leads, start to minister, start to teach, witness to people. Do whatever you find to do to share what you have. The more you share, the stronger the anointing will become. Note that I did not do all the above and not at the same level of detail. Much of what is listed above was unknown to me. I also ran my business full-time, went into partnership with 2 other men, hired office premises, etc. So it is quite possible for you to come to a position of great anointing and great power while continuing in full-time employment. I would, however, suggest that if you're taking this really seriously, you will come to a place where you will start ministering full-time. That is the ultimate prize. In conclusion, I hope that this gives you a good idea of what it will take to reach a position of strong anointing. I must stress that, as far as I know, this is the maximum. Depending on your life to this point, you may reach a power anointing in much less time and with much less effort. I would mention, if you're a woman and you're not joined to a man, stay single unless you find a man who is very much closer to Father than you are. If you're a man, you do need a woman who's strongly behind you. And if your prison woman is not strong, you may need to find a new wife. And as a woman, if your prison man is weak, you may need to find another man or to go solo. So in closing, I'd like to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I would like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Creator today. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I really hope that this message has had an impact on you. I really hope that you will accept the challenge that I'm putting out to you today to seek a power anointing, to seek a deep relationship with Father, and to seek to transform things on the earth. One highly anointed, powerful servant can touch the lives of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. An army of such people around the world can radically change the earth from where it is today. You need to get your doctrine right. You need to get free of sin. You need to worship daily. You need to pray daily. You need to read daily. You need to really want this. And if you really want it, Father will give it to you. Wrapping up, some key documents, compendium of important articles at the top of the menu, video, Why Seek Relationship, the miracle of Yeshua's death, the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, seven components in drawing close to the Creator, recommended worship, the Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, where will you spend eternity, the essence of my message to Christians, available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page, and recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and the top menu and then podcasts on the drop-down, or search on Google for quote Relationship with Creator Radio quote. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list. That's End Time Issue Ministries, one word. Or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search is particularly flexible. You've got a lot of Google functionality on the website. There are over 1,000 web pages, over 1,000 articles. So some of them are quite hidden in the sort of depths of the menu structure. So using the search is a good idea. There's a huge amount of information there. You're probably going to find answers to most of your questions on the website. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone, so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Now, I want to stress to you, folks, this message is for you. It doesn't matter your race, your tribe, your nation. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter the color of your hair. It doesn't matter the color of your eyes. It doesn't matter whether you're educated or not educated. It doesn't matter whether you're wealthy or poor. It's for you. Father wants you to become his friend. He will meet you where you are today. You just need to decide you want to get close to him. And then take everything that I've spoken about on this broadcast, everything you find on the website, and just do it. It's relatively straightforward. The most important parts are worship, pray, and study that which will help you to draw close to him. Read what's on the website, put it into practice, take it on board. Above all, worship and pray and learn to hear his voice, learn to talk to him, come to a place where you have a deep dialogue going with him. That's where he wants you to be, and I encourage you to get there. Thanks so much. Good night. Father.